I'm Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane. Each week on this broadcast, heard only on 101.7 WXCY FM, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program honors Kane's iconic time and temperature sign. Like the Temple Theater marquee or the stately facade of the new Thompson House, the digital bank clock and thermometer is a signature image for Hilltop residents. For many years, the long-lived beacon has served notice to teenagers when it's time to head for home, and it has reliably informed citizens when it's okay to take off your coat or maybe grab your gloves and a scarf. Always on guard, the double T sign for time and temperature has been the great parent in the sky. This electronic marvel has chronicled record high and low temperatures and earned the trust of residents for its accurate reporting. Although the occasional comment like, "It seems colder than that," or "It seems warmer than that," is sometimes heard around the borough, most folks will say that old double TNT has been right on track over the years. According to the Kane Republican, the sign was placed in service at precisely 5:58 p.m. on August 31, 1961. As such, its 60th birthday is approaching next summer. One can only imagine the stir that this veritable space-age technology must have caused around town when it went live. According to a story in the Kane Republican, the new sign gave time and temperature readings every 5 seconds of the day, every day of the year. The weather station is located 16 feet above the top of the bank building and transmits readings to the sign electronically. Wind and sun have no direct effect on the temperature readings. Additionally, the readings are controlled by a synchronous motor. There are 1,750 moving parts on the sign, the newspaper reported. According to the Kane Republican, the possibility of power failure is automatically taken care of. A special motor takes over when the power fails and remains effective for over 10 hours. It's a good thing that this fact was not widely known to parents, however. Many a teenager who was late getting home certainly must have cooked up the excuse that the bank clock was out of service and I didn't know what time it was. According to the newspaper, the light-up display is the result of 184 lamps, and that the sign's electronic brain automatically selects the proper bulbs to illuminate to display the proper readings. The Kane Bank and Trust was in service from 1886 before merging with Hamlin Bank in 1962. The double TNT sign was not its first attempt to grab attention on Fraley Street. In 1929, the company erected a red neon display bearing the legend Kane Bank. According to the newspaper, the emblazoned letters could be seen from one end of Fraley Street to the other. As businesses come and go on Fraley Street and on other main streets across the country, sometimes we get a faded glimpse of a washed-out advertising mural from days gone by when buildings are renovated or torn down. But old TNT is the equivalent of the old faithful of signage, having served the community humbly and capably now for almost 60 years. And like a finely crafted Swiss watch, long may she run. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please keep those story ideas coming and send your comments and suggestions to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.